Chuck Chat Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting for Sunday, August 21st, 2016. Roll it. I think the band had a little hiccup. I don't know if you caught that. This is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to En la Cocina con Carlos. I just like the alliteration on that. I meant to talk to you about making some food and whatnot from yesterday. Actually, I'm recording this Saturday night, so it's a bit of a cheat. I'm releasing it Sunday. This is a story of some groceries that I had to get rid of. Bought some fresh vegetables and fruits and whatnot last Sunday, and they weren't so fresh when I got to Saturday. I said, hey, I barely touched my broccoli. I better eat that broccoli. Well, it definitely wasn't in much of a state to be eaten raw, so I cooked a lot of it. I steamed it. I like steamed broccoli better than just cooking the Jesus out of it. So I had some of that for lunch, but I still had a lot left, and a green pepper. And I thought, what can I make where I can use up all these vegetables? So I thought, oh, I'll make another casserole-looking thing. So I boiled up some rigatoni, and I steamed the rest of the broccoli, and went, oh no, I don't have any milk with which to make sauce. I've got a nice can of cream of chicken soup, and I was going to dump a can or two of... There's the oven, it's preheated. So I'm going to dump some chicken in this. I had the pasta cooked, I had the broccoli steamed, I had the pepper chopped up, and I'm going to add a little bit of jalapeno, just give this thing some life, and make a chicken cheese pasta, chicken cheese broccoli pasta casserole bake type thing. Kind of a Midwest comfort food. So I've got the bowl of pasta and broccoli already mixed together. I'm going to throw that into a 9x9 pan. I hope it fits. It's going to be close. Let's get the sauce going. I'm going to whisk together some... The cat's just heard that can open and think, oh, he's got some wet food for me. No, I don't have some wet food for you. You guys just ate. That's why I was feeding you before the show started. And I just keep the phone out. I am using Boss Jock on my iPhone once again. Get down. Well, Todd's going to help cook, I guess. And I've got the phone in the cupboard with the cupboard door open so that I can use both hands. The phone is not on the counter getting in the way in case I break the glass. Don't even think about it. You're not jumping up here. This is soup. It's not cat food. This is people food. And that empties the cream of chicken into the bowl. Let's get some milk in there just to soften that up. And that will be our binding agent. All right, I think that's what they call it. I'm just throwing this together. I've done this a couple of times with other recipes. Whisk, 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 whisk. Yeah, I actually have a wire whisk. I know how to use it. I love beating eggs. You can beat a horse. You can beat your spouse. You can beat eggs. Sorry, that was a falling into an old quiz. It had several words on it. It was horse, sex, spouse, and eggs. And so which word doesn't belong? And the answer is sex. Because you can beat a horse, you can beat your spouse, you can beat eggs, but you can't beat sex. Ha 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 ha. So I'm just getting the sauce so it's not quite so goopy soupy. We're starting to thin out nicely now. And that is going to go into the bowl of pasta stuff. I'm hopefully not boring anybody to tears here because this is pretty pre-made. I'm just going to mix the sauce, throw in the meat, put on some cheese, put it in the pan, throw it in the oven, and that'll be the end of the show. So, I splattered some milk out of the bowl onto the cat. Cat didn't like it. That'll teach your cats. Okay, let's whisk that into the bowl. This would be much better on video, I'm sure, but since I'm not exactly wearing a shirt... I'm not making bacon. There's a thing about making bacon with your shirt off. Okay, sauce is in. Let's mix that around. Actually, you know what? Before I do that, I'm going to put the chicken in too. So they're going to love this sound too, because it sounds like wet food. Get out of the cup. Holly, get out of the cupboard. Left a cupboard door open. The other cats are curious creatures. How about that? So they're going to hear this sound and think, oh, something for me. Yeah, you guys can have the water out of the chicken can. They do like that, so I'm going to save that. I don't know if it's good for the cats or not. I suppose I should ask a vet. They usually like the tuna water, so I will drain that into a little bowl for each cat. Chicken water. I wish I had fresh chicken to put in this casserole thingy. One for you, Todd. Todd. Now these are right near my feet. So the cats are underfoot and so are the dishes. Let's hope we don't have another disaster like this morning. Let's see how much chicken one 12 and a half ounce can provides. Pretty much, actually. But you know what? I'm a meat lover guy. I think I want some extra. Oh, this beautiful white breast meat. Oh, nice and chunked up, but I'm going to chunk it up a little finer. Mix that around. I'm doing two cans. You can't have enough chicken and you can't have enough cheese. My only thing is I might have to go to a 13x9 pan instead of a 9x9. If that's the case, Holly's going to have to move because this is going to be in her head. Now, they're working on that can of chicken water. I'm going to just drain this one. She must have gone to Costco to get this one. It's the Kirkland brand. Kirkland canned chicken. What can you say about that? All right, dump the second can into the big white mixing bowl. Mix. Are you done, Todd? Okay, he's done. No cat underfoot, but there's still a bowl underfoot. All right, I hope I have enough of the chicken, cream of chicken soup to kind of cover this so it doesn't come out so dry. I guess I could always add a touch more milk to the big bowl of fun. Yeah, I'm going to change my mind from 9x9 to 13x9 just so I can get the cheese on there too. So we'll put the cheese, sort of changing it up as I go. Let's do cheese. Get my hand first. Metal or glass? Metal or glass? Let's go with the glass. Okay. Put that there. And I'm going to put cheese in it and on it. Yeah. That will help glue it together. So I have two bags of shredded cheese that I need to get rid of. One is called Pizza Blend, so you can guess that it's mostly mozzarella. That will make this nice and gooey when it comes out of the oven. Probably spray that pan too before I forget. I've been the victim of sticky things and you end up paying for it. Love the sound effects, don't you? Paying for it when you get the darn thing out, you go, oh, this food is so delicious, and I gotta work it all off by scrubbing the pan. Okay. Mix a little cheese throughout. Turn it over. I'm just sort of folding the chicken and the pasta and the cheese all together. Oh, this is looking really, really good. And it's not even cooked yet. Okay, with a big serving fork. Okay, into the pan. You go. Oh, good call on the 13x9, Charles. Because that meat kind of bulked this puppy dog out. Spread it around, level it around. Then we go for the second cheese. Finger licking good. Nope, didn't quite get the bowl empty. Some extra cheese and chicken and broccoli hiding out in there. Don't waste a bite. Second cheese just says Mexican style. So we have Pizza Blend and Mexican style. And the Mexican style is finely shredded Monterey Jack, mild cheddar, queso quesadilla, and asadero cheeses. Never heard of queso quesadilla. Isn't that a bit redundant? We'll sprinkle that on the top. Nice orange and white looking cheese. Yeah, you can't have too much cheese, so hey, why not? You know what? I'm the only one that's going to be eating this for the next several days. I might have to freeze some when this thing comes out. or it's going to go bad. Didn't quite cover enough for my taste, so let's sprinkle some extra pizza style on top. Oh, yeah. The oven is at 350, and I am going to bake this. I don't know. I'm going to start with about 15, 20 minutes and check it. So that is that. Into the oven we go. Here we go. It's going to feel like Phoenix when I open the door. Phoenix in the summertime. Cover it? No, don't cover it. That way the top will get toasty, I think, I hope. This is a toaster oven thing, though. I'm going to change my mind and put it in the bottom. We've got an oven that has two sections. A top part that's wonderful for pizza and toast. Cancel that. Bake on the bottom for 350. And we'll let that preheat and come back with you later. Got a nice smaller section on top, but the problem is it gets really hot on top. So I'm afraid that cheese will burn. I'm going to put it on the bottom one where I can keep it away from the element on the top of the oven and it won't burn quite so much. Plan ahead. There might be a little voice of experience coming from this. Again, I forgot the jalapenos. There they are sitting on the counter. Maybe sprinkle them on top of the cheese, you think? Yeah, let's do that. Just a little bit. It'll make some nice color and decoration. Okay, oops. Why didn't you remind me? I forgot all about that. Diced jalapeno peppers, so it's not whole peppers. We'll just go like this. Little there, little there. So my idea is, I've got that Mexican style cheese, and I've got some jalapenos, and I may add some salsa to this later. I think that would be a nice sort of accent. I know, and I'm the guy taking the acid reflux medicine too. Yeah, a little bit, just a few forkfuls on top. And hey, Martha Stewart is ready to cook. I'll throw that in the oven, and I will give you a review on the next show of how this turned out. Thanks for joining me. This is kind of fun, mixing all the ingredients together that I forgot to mix before. I've got enough pizza-style cheese left to make a couple of small personal pizzas that I can do because I've got some pepperoni in the fridge. Maybe we'll do that next time. Thanks for En La Cocina con Carlos. Till next time, take care. You can find me at chuckchat.com. Find all the other Dog Days podcasts at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. 101. Bye.